Members of the nonprofit Buck Fever Committee say that the group has given out more than $1 million to other local nonprofit outdoor-related programs. Buck Fever Vice President Raul Reyes says that they're thrilled to announce that they have reached this major milestone.
After 37 years of having Buck Fever, we have appropriated over $1 million to the youth programs in Guadalupe County that are outdoor-related programs.
Now, Reyes says Buck Fever started with a handful of local outdoorsmen who wanted to have a small event that would allow them to come together and share stories. They'd also raise a little bit of money in the process, but that wasn't their initial goal.
The first event they had, they only donated or made $285. That's it. And now we're like, you know, usually now we're making over 100-something thousand. I don't know the exact number this year, but it was quite a bit. It's a lot of work for all the directors, volunteers, sponsors, but it's all worth it in the end when we see the money given out to the, you know, the youth. I mean, I'm just really excited about it.
Raising money may not have been their initial goal, but it didn't take long for the event to grow into something much, much more. Reyes says Buck Fever now attracts people from all around who want to celebrate the great outdoors. The two-day outdoor expo has turned into a family event that tries to offer something for everyone. There is a big horns contest, there are raffles, a large number of vendor booths, plus lots of activities for children. Reyes says Buck Fever's success has allowed the organization to provide more funding to outdoor-related youth programs in Guadalupe County. He says it's not only helping kids in Seguin and Guadalupe County, but kids from all over South Central Texas are also realizing some of those benefits.
I think now most directors' mindset is raising money for the youth, basically. And I'll use the Seguin Outdoor Learning Center. A lot of kids, not just Guadalupe County, but a lot of other kids are all around the surrounding counties, they get impacted by it because, you know, we donate quite a bit of money to that location. And a lot of kids from, like, San Antonio, New Braunfels, they take field trips there. And that's pretty awesome.
Reyes says they wanted to share the major news about them exceeding the $1 million giving level when it comes to supporting youth programs. But he says they also wanted to make sure they said thanks to all of the volunteers that make Buck Fever possible each year. He says it couldn't happen in the fall without all of those people stepping up to do the work that it takes behind the scenes.
We have, you know, numerous volunteers. The list goes so long. Texas Parks and Wildlife guys, they come out and help score deer. Texas Aggie Mom, some of the girls from the county fairs, they help out. And then we have, like, sort of the vendors, and then we have our sponsors, and then we have just a bunch of different people that come help out. They'll set up, break down, and it's a lot of work, you know, for a two-night event. It's worth it. I mean, for everybody, they get really excited about, you know, hosting the event, and then, I guess in the end results, like, just the icing on the cake.
Reyes says that they are not stopping at the $1 million giving level. He says they want to continue to make Buck Fever bigger and better in the future so that they can continue to grow the charitable efforts here in Seguin and Guadalupe County.
That's the goal, to continue to raise money. And like I said, we do the raffle committee. They do an excellent job as well. I don't want to leave them out. They do an excellent job. They also have a supplementary event. It's a casino night, and we do that in April, May, and that helps a lot. That helps basically magnify the amount of money we give out, because I think, you know, they make quite a bit of money at that event. And so with that, in conjunction with the actual regular event in October, I mean, that's why we would be able to get where we're at. And then, of course, those guys seek out a lot of the volunteer, a lot of the sponsors, the gun sponsors, and the auction items. They do a heck of a job, you know, getting all that stuff, those items for the event.
Reyes says their final thank yous have to go to the community as a whole. He says people have supported Buck Fever for nearly four decades, and he's thankful that so many people come back each and every year.
We just want to thank everybody for supporting us throughout the years, and y'all can continue to support us by attending the event, buying raffle tickets, the gun raffle tickets, and that's just what we ask, and we're just going to continue to try to grow and just continue to give money out and just keep on making, you know, eventually down the road we'll hit $2 million. So that's you know, we can just continue. But that's really all I have. And like I said, we just want to thank all the community of Seguin for, you know, supporting us throughout the years.
Buck Fever has already set a date for this year's Casino Night Banquet. That event is set to start at 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 22nd at the Geronimo Community Center. Meanwhile, the 2023 Buck Fever two-day expo will be held in October of this year. You can find full details, including upcoming ticket information, at buckfever.org.
Darren Dunn, KWED News.